Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As our state's manufacturing economy continues to grow, so does our population. And housing that population is a top concern, especially when it comes to affordability. Mike Holmes is president and CEO of Easland Management, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
First of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Okay, well, Easland Management Company was started in 1987. We operate in three different states. We are only multifamily housing, and we are strictly a third-party manager, which means we don't own any of the assets that we manage. We do some affordable housing, but primarily we're into Class A, Class B, Class C, conventionally financed-type apartment communities.
I would say that apartment homes, your area is probably right there in this affordability topic that we want to talk about today for our state's population, especially the people who are just moving in that need somewhere right away to live.
So affordability gets two definitions, subsidized housing or somewhere there's some kind of rental assistance. Affordability in the broader measure is just the rising rental rates that have happened all across the country, as well as, you know, other things that have been caught up in inflation and people's inability to pay those rents.
And so how is your industry addressing these issues?
We work through a group called the National Apartment Association to do advocacy, to try to help in a nonpartisan way our government leadership to come up with solutions on how best to address both of those situations. How can we improve the affordability side that offers monetary assistance, but also trying to help deal with issues that cause the cost of new construction, the cost of building, or a cost of renovating apartments that force those rents to be higher and higher.
What is the current state of the apartment industry here in our state? What are the trends right now?
Well, our trends follow very closely with the national trends. Occupancies are a little bit low. In our own portfolio, we're sitting at an average occupancy of about 90%. We're also seeing an increase a little bit in past due rent collections because people are struggling to pay their rents. And then we're also seeing occupancies declining a little bit because of the affordability issue. So what we're seeing in South Carolina is really not much different than other parts of the country.
And so does this mean that the rate of building new apartments here in our state is continuing to increase?
Yeah, and again, that's along with the same national trend. Development kind of slowed down a little bit because interest rates got high, inflation got high, which made the cost of production a lot higher. We've got a lot of different obstacles that get in the way as far as trying to meet local, state, and federal government regulations and requirements for things like, you know, green initiatives and stuff that make apartments more efficient and more environmentally friendly. Those are all good things, but they're also adding costs to this. So trying to figure out how to find balance there is sort of where we've been spending our time.
And so there are a lot of tax incentives, right, available to the builders as well of apartment homes, like it would be for single family home construction, you know, for solar panels, solar water heaters, et cetera.
Yeah, they don't reach quite as well into the multifamily side as they do the single family side. But yeah, there are some of those in existence. It just becomes a matter of cost and being able to do it because you don't get an additional rent premium for doing that. You just have to do it because often it becomes, you know, a regulatory issue. If you're going to build, this is what you have to do.
And so I guess the bottom line is we are, as a state, kind of following right along with the national trends. Maybe we're a little busier because of so much new business, especially manufacturing business that's coming into our state.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly correct. We're seeing a tremendous move from people that live in the north and northeast part of the country moving back into the southeast and particularly in South Carolina.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to do that. Thank you very much for asking me.
Mike Holmes is president and CEO of Easeland Management. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, and we will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again, too. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.